This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good. 7 after the hour. It will be good. I know. I'm optimistic. Today's word of the day is optimistic. So if you want to follow us through life, its passions, its realities, this is the place to be. Why'd you turn off the music so fast?
No, I want to hear you over here, sir.
I want to hear you talk again. All right, everybody. All right, now turn the music off. Rich McFadden at the controls in the studio in Washington. How's that control room working, Richie?
The control room's fine. It's my microphone. It's getting a little bit of a dilemma.
Where's my microphone?
So right now, okay, so, laying on the desktop about really? 2 feet away from me.
So earlier I was teasing Dougie. The reason he doesn't like a library is because he can't talk. And this is sort of kind of like the same thing for Rich McFadden. He's got to sit in a radio studio with no microphone.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting I don't like a library because I can't talk. I like library because it's a font of knowledge, the seat of wisdom. You can learn lots of things in a good library. No question about that.
But you can't say anything and tell people about it.
Well, but sometimes there are reasons to have discussions. My daughter leads a group in Los Angeles that meets, I think, every weekend, if I'm not mistaken. It's a book group. And they go to a library conference room somewhere, and they have discussions about books. They pick a book, and they read it. And these are about, I don't know, there's about the groups are as small as 13 or 14. Some of them are 30 or 40. And they read books and discuss them. Mostly women, some older men. And I find it interesting that they go to the library, but you're told you can't talk in the library, but yet they have talks and discussions about the books in the library in the library conference room.
A lot of libraries have places for conversation and classes, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason that I brought this up is because there's a lot of information floating around now about how much you can download books at the library. And I thought to myself, what do you need to go to the library to download the book for? Go to the Starbucks or stay home if you got good Wi-Fi and download the stuff yourself.
That'll be soon enough. Don't you just love walking into a library, though, smelling all those books, and then immediately after running to go to the bathroom because the books have intrigued your intestines to release?
You know, I never really thought about it. That's so romantic, Jennifer.
We know a little bit more about Jennifer now.
Yeah, we do, as a matter
of fact. Just saying, keep me out of a Barnes & Noble. Woo!
All right, let's find out more about what's going on in Canada. A lot of questions after police there have not said how many more gunmen, if any, they may be after because of these shootings in Ottawa. One soldier is dead. The man who killed the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, identified as Michael Zahath Bilbao, a convert to Islam. Now,
a new convert to Islam, which is the same kind of deal that happened in Kansas City, or was it Kansas City or Topeka, Kansas, I think, where the guy killed his coworker by beheading her. He was a recent convert as well.
So, and this guy's mother was high up in the immigration office in Canada.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out whether this is a good prejudicial. Would you say if this guy had killed somebody and he was Catholic, would the story end with a recent convert to Catholicism?
I think so, and you know why? I think that it would, because right now most terrorism is linked to some sort of religion. And so I think that, yes, it's a new reality. It's a new reality that, yes, when you have some type of terrorist situation like this, people are going to say if there was a religious motivation to it.
Let me ask you this.
Who are you asking?
You. Everybody.
Okay.
I had this thought right through my head yesterday.
That sounds very good now.
Thank you. Well, I'm having to hold it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I can tell.
So, how long... I had this thought run through my head yesterday, and then I saw two people post about it on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
How long before people of Middle Eastern descent in the United States, Canada, the UK, start losing their rights?
Yeah, internment camps, right?
A lot more in Canada than there are here.
Yeah,
more in Canada. Yeah.
And I think that here, it depends on who's in charge. I mean, look, you've got an administration that's in the White House now that is not going going to even call this terrorism. So I don't think that there's any big great threat
He's a closet Muslim, as a lot of people think.
You know, he calls it extreme, what does he call it? Like, I don't even know, extremism, I think. Extreme or he calls it workplace violence. He never calls it terrorism.
Right.
But the Canadian Prime Minister came out and said immediately, this is horrible and terrible, and it was terrorism.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does appear to be terrorism. What say you on this? 888-302-3684. Kenny, comments on the situation in Canada at facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter or Good Day Show?
Just posting it on our page.
All right. Anyway, there's fear in Canada now that they have been targeted because the support they have lent or are lending in the presidents to the global fight against Islamic terrorism and the ISIS group. So,
but they're not even doing that much. That's what makes it weird for me. Yeah. They're not like the ones that are out there getting involved. They're not even being called on to get involved. So it makes me wonder, why did ISIS have them and set their sights on them? I guess because it represents the Western way of life, or maybe they're trying to bully them into a fight of some kind.
Maybe it's an easy mark.
They're unarmed in Canada. I mean, it's a lot of gun control there.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I think the guy that he killed didn't have a gun on him.
302-3684. More funds to fight the Ebola virus, which has killed now over 5,000 people. There's a summit meeting of European Union heads of state today in Brussels. Main topic, this climate change, gas supplies, that's all part of the agenda. But you can be sure there's going to be a lot of talk about Ebola, and there's a lot of talk here about Ebola. As a matter of fact, we're going to meet a fellow who's the chief safety officer for a biorecovery company. They've been hired to do the cleanup on planes at JFK. This ought to be an interesting reality. What's the scoop? How are we going to clean up? How do you clean up after somebody has been in a plane, on a boat, in a building that's had Ebola? That's the next focus here on Good Day.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up!
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
And now another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Long size?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Shit. Didn't he delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples. Make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline. 140 years under the hood.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles.
meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Skip the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers, just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand, just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
All right, so we apparently can't find this guy's working. I find it very interesting, this fellow who is the officer for BioRecovery, the company that's doing the cleanup. How do you hire people for jobs like this? Who's going to go to work for now? This is the same company that removed anthrax from office buildings a while back. Remember that whole anthrax scare?
This has to be a candidate who is a total risk taker, right?
I guess. I wouldn't even come close. And it bothered me, frankly, that we have these soldiers. What do we have, 3,200, 3,400 soldiers over in Africa now that are putting up the buildings, these temporary structures to treat Ebola victims, but they're handling blood as well. And they're in the sort of, I was going to say theater of war, theater of activity. This is a strange bird that would do this. So you really need a job, then you go work for these guys. I would imagine the pay's pretty good, though, because they want to get good people who have, what would you think, a biology background would be necessary to work for a company like this?
Probably,
or chemistry, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Chemistry, yeah. Yep, yeah. All right, so anyway, the Ebola thing continues on. I have a ballot in front of me.
Congratulations. I have a Target plug out in front of me.
Do you really? Kenny, what do you have in front of you?
A glass of iced tea.
All right. And Richie's got a broken microphone. So we're all in great shape. The reason that I'm bringing, there are a couple of, this is not a program about politics because we're so close to the election, though. There are some interesting things going on. Like, it looks like there may be a better than 50-50 chance that the only Republican who's going to lose in the Senate is Mitch McConnell. And even though, I would say this to you, and I don't, I would say it because it's true. I would just assume see the GOP control the Senate and the House to balance off whatever this nutbird does for the next couple of years. But if there's anybody who's a Republican that I'd like to see defeated, it's this gas bag, Mitch McConnell. And it seems to me, looking at the numbers, tell me if I'm wrong from anybody else's assessment, that even if he loses, they'll still get control of the Senate, or it's likely, because the Democrats are so unpopular. But McConnell is so unpopular, and he's done such a horrible job, and he's just, that picture of him is the image that Republicans are trying to run from, for the most part, looking at him, listening to him, and then understanding where he really is. He's just like that other nonsensical bird, Harry Reid. The two of them are a couple old crows that are basically the same. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, in a closet way, they were probably friends with each other. Even though outwardly they have to fight with each other. They're two peas in a pod. And they both should be retired, in my estimation. Humbly, I say to you, if you live in Kentucky, vote for the other guy just to get rid of him. You think it's a touch and go on whether the Republicans... I think it's pretty clear the Republicans will take the Senate, frankly. Even though Bill Clinton... And Bill Clinton is the one who's been running around Kentucky trying to get people to support Mitch McConnell's opponent, whose name I don't even know. I know the actress Ashley Judd gave serious consideration of running against McConnell, and they did such a hatchet job on her, she said, who needs this? So I found somebody else. And that'll be a very interesting reality. Anyway, the reason I got out this ballot was because there's more Spanish on the ballot than there is English. 21 after the hour.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. and it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What is love? Crank it up, Richie. One hit wonder time on Good Day.
Wow.
There's a time stamp on this.
Remember Night at the Roxbury? Wasn't this the song?
I think you're right.
And they were bobbing their head to it.
This has a time stamp on it.
Was Jimmy Fallon in that? Was he one of the guys in that?
It was, Chris Kattan.
Yeah, Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan.
Okay.
All right, Richie, you want to crank this up a little?
Not really, but here you go.
See, I like this kind of pop music.
Upbeat, uplifting. This could very easily be mistaken for Chris, for Rick Astley.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, just, I don't want to confuse the audience, but if you want to dig out a Rick Astley song, we'll compare them. Meanwhile, yes, this is our song by an artist that only had one hit in America. You tell us the name of this man, this person, at 888-302-3684. Not the background singer, but the man who's singing the song. His credit is on the song. We'll send you a one-hit wonder CD. What is Love is the name of the song, sung by a man born in Trinidad. Topped the charts during this week in 1993. 93, so it's 21 years old. 888-302-3684.
He's just got Rick Rolls.
I don't confuse the audience too much because we want to make sure they all get this. Let's see. His first name is Nestor. His middle name is Alexander. His stage name is his real last name. The name that we are actually looking for when you dial this up at 888-302-DOUG. At the age of 9, he moved to Washington, Richie. By the age of 14, was an accomplished trumpeter. His musical idol, Louis Armstrong. This song, What Is Love, sold over 2.5 million copies. Big pop hits.
And you wonder why a guy would use synthesizers instead of horns if his main instrument was trumpet then.
Well, because probably the producer of the record liked the sound of it better. How's that, Richie?
For shame.
1987, this guy moved to Cologne, Germany, formed a company called Energy, which specializes in packaging fashion shows.
He's had several moderately successful hits in Germany, but has never repeated his pop success that he had with What Is Love? Crank it up, Richie.
You know what this song would be great for? Pulling out that that sheep sound that's in that not Tiffany? What's the song, Ken and Jen, where they have the sheep?
Oh, that's Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift song, yeah.
All right, that's
your trouble.
Vero Beach is the home of Mark. Mark isn't his only name, but for purposes, he doesn't want to tell us what his last name is because
he doesn't want to be identified as knowing what this song is. That's why.
All right. Why not? All right, so Mark, you're listening to WTTV. What's happening in Vero today?
It's a beautiful, cool morning for a change.
A nice, cool morning for a change. Good
yeah.
for you. All right, well, there are worse things. It could be raining and cold and windy like it is up in the Northeast, which is where most of you snowbirds go, right? You're from up here, I'm going to bet.
Well, I moved here when I was 5.
Oh, all right, so you're almost a Floridian. Okay, so who's responsible for singing this song, What Is Love?
Hadaway.
H-A-D-D.
How did you know that?
A-W-A-Y. Yeah, what made you think of that?
I grew up in, my time was, the 80s and 90s, and they really stuck with me. I write songs, and I sort of post them on SoundCloud, and people say, you sound like the 80s.
Yeah, okay, cool for you. Congratulations, and you got one of the One Hit Wonder CDs here. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the more common questions I get asked, there are so many rescues, so many humane societies. People say, Warren, who really deserves my dollars? Who should I donate my money to? What do you recommend? Well, here are some things to take into consideration. When considering making a donation to an animal shelter, I personally prefer ones with a no-kill policy. Any shelter that you're considering should permit you to visit their premises, and if the tax deductibility of your contribution is important, ask to see their IRS status to make sure they are, in fact, a 501c3. And don't let slick promotional brochures be your only criterion for selecting an organization. You know, some of the best organizations for humane and animal work around the country are small mom-and-pop organizations. You probably don't know their names. I always recommend when you make a donation, it's always a good idea to donate to a group locally in your area. They're the ones you know where the money's going to go right to help the local dogs and the local cats. Check them out carefully. Make sure they're tax deductible. Make sure they're IRS registered, and you'll do the right thing. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. I'm looking at the... Take a deep breath, Doug.
Are you okay?
What's the matter?
There are a number of things that are the matter, but what is bothering me, I just mentioned it a few minutes ago, I'm looking at a sample ballot, and this ballot has more Spanish on it than it does English, and it's troubling. It bothers me. I'm looking at some of the propositions that are being explained. And Jennifer, who was talking with me after I mentioned this, said that there are how many languages on the ballot in California?
Well, there were already three, I believe, and Los Angeles County just added eight new, or actually California, not county. California added eight new languages to the voter registration process, which tells me that there'll be more ballots as well. And part of that was because there are so many different Asian populations out here that they were not able to, I guess they didn't have all their stuff in, so they're trying to bring out the Asian vote now in California.
Yep.
And this is why we have a fractured society now, where being an American comes
second.
Doesn't mean anything.
This is why we have the fear of all of these groups.
I see one day
where the United States is not the United States, and Texas becomes its own country, and California becomes its own country, and Florida.
We're a mosaic, not a melting pot. And this sort of thing gets back to the individual and how he or she feels about him or herself. We feel like we have to be in bundles, in groups, for an identity.
Which has always been that way. I mean, it's always been the Italians and the Irish.
Not like this. Not like this.
The thing, the difference is that when people came here, or originally,
they were American first.
They assimilated. They wanted to be American.
They needed to work together.
They learned how to speak English.
I mean, the thing that it gets my goat, if I gave it all up and moved to France tomorrow, I would not expect to go and vote in their election in English. I would expect that I'd have to learn the language to be part of that culture.
You could meet Pierre. If you weren't
their
parent.
Call me insensitive. So let's say maybe you speak a little bit of English, but you can't read it and you still want to vote and take advantage. Okay, so let's have, can't we have like a, you know, a headset that you put on that says press this for that? I mean, why do we have to have the ballot written in so many languages? I mean, pretend I'm on a museum tour, you know? Mm-hmm. Give it to me in my ear. Come on.
Yeah, there you go.
Does anybody remember when this sort of started? Because it seems like when I was in elementary, junior high, even in high school, so we're going 70s and 80s, it doesn't seem like it was like this.
Mm. It was after Iraq, whether the two go together or not. I think it more became prominent late 80s, early 90s, I think. I would say
that's about right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me look it up.
Whenever people started apologizing for being American,
right.
Is when
exactly.
It started.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Well, America has done a lot to apologize for, but that doesn't mean that you can't
We've
have
also
a good,
done a
strong
lot to
sense
be proud
of pride.
Right.
Of course we have. We've
right.
done more, way more good than bad. And that it sort of boils down to all sorts of interpersonal relationships, whether it's husband and wife, two different companies that compete with each other or work together, states. Is this, if it goes across all of the factions of our lives, listening to others, hearing what they're saying, doing something about what it is that is troubling, like America, there's too many people in America say, screw them, bomb them. No, that doesn't work. Do I say that about ISIS? Yeah, I don't want somebody to say you're a hypocrite, Doug, because you kept saying that we need to bomb the ISIS people into, you know, non-existence. I hope that that's read as something different. These people are not salvageable, it would appear. Certainly, most of them are not salvageable. Maybe you can grab those 17, 18-year-old girls that went from Denver. You can salvage them. But the hardcore members of this group are not salvageable. They just are like animals. But in turn, I mean, and have there been others like that on the planet? Of course there have. But yet, the most important thing I've learned in my travels around the world is that pretty much everybody is the same. They want a couple of square meals a day, a roof over their head, and protection for their family. That's pretty much what everybody is happy with, no matter where you go.
You ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The Voting Rights Act of 1965 was originally enacted to prohibit state and local governments from denying or abridging the right to vote on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. But it kind of sat there for about 10 years, and in 1975, Congress greatly expanded the Voting Rights Act's original intent by inserting special protections for language minorities. So Section 203 of the Voting Rights Act, specifically they were trying to American Indians, Asian Americans, Alaskan Natives, and citizens of Spanish heritage.
Yep.
So 1975, all the right. Voting Rights Act.
But how long did it take to actually get traction?
The ballot provisions were originally intended to be temporary remedies, they renewed them in 1982, 92, and again in 2006 for another 25 years.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
this is on a website called proenglish.org.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about bilingual ballots.
All right, Richie, let's go to China for a moment, shall we? China in the news today because of Facebook being banned, right? You can't have, Kenny, Facebook isn't usable. It's not available.
Where's my China?
In China. Is that
or Twitter, right.
Twitter is not. Are any social media allowed in China?
They have their own.
Interest?
I thought they were just kind of throttled as far as what information that they could have.
I don't understand how they ban it anyway. Do you just not have Wi-Fi?
I mean, because Google's in China.
They block certain IPs and stuff.
That's what I thought.
But how do they do it? Where do they do it?
They block IPs.
Yeah, but who does it and where do they do it? How do you block an IP?
The government would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All the internet runs through the government.
Guess who was in China yesterday?
Dennis Rodman.
No.
Yeah.
Want to get
you.
Again? No. Next guess?
I don't know.
Kenny's probably guessing.
My next door neighbor, Chang Li Ho.
No. Mark Zuckerberg.
Ah.
who went to a college in Beijing and had a chat with students in Mandarin. Apparently, he's been studying. This guy's one smart.
Yeah, no kidding. Show off.
He's been studying Mandarin. There was no explicit discussion of the ban on social media, especially Facebook, while he was there. But he's smart enough to go over. This guy is very smart. So the government says you can't really talk about Facebook because we don't want... They let him in the country under the guise of he's learned Mandarin, and they gave him a visa to go to this college and talk about his experiences as a business person and not trying to sell. And he didn't.
I wonder how you say poked in Chinese.
Poked?
Roped. Yeah. Poked. Pokey.
Pokemon?
Pokemon.
I don't know, Richie. You have to do some research.
Do you understand why
that.
The poke? You want? You know why the poke?
No.
Okay, because on Facebook, people can poke you. You've probably been poked on Facebook before.
I've been poked in a number of ways in my life. Yes.
It's just kind of a way to say, hey.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm here.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anyway, the presence of Mr. Zuckerberg there, he's trying to teach these Chinese students. And, you know, now the story's all around China and all around the world that he was there. He's going through the back door. The next generation, he's not stupid, because there's no... Can you imagine the market, how Facebook expands if they get into China? Can you imagine what that does to Facebook? How many do they have now?
Every American business wants to get into China.
Yeah, but I'm talking about how many Facebook users are there, followers, about the same as the population of China, right? 1.3 billion, 1.4 billion?
Almost,
people on
yeah.
Facebook. Yeah,
sure.
So he looks at China and looks at money, looks at eyes. And I think that shows how smart he is, frankly. The people in Beijing are promoting internet use for business and education, but they ban material deemed subversive or obscene, and that's what they think of Facebook.
No pokey. Mm-hmm. Facebook, okay, no pokey.
No pokey. You'll go to the pokey.
Send your letters to rich@dougstephan.com.
rich@dougstephan.com. Doug@dougstephan.com. Jennifer@dougstephan.com. Kenny@dougstephan.com. News from the workplace. Ready for this?
Sure.
Ready.
We're all familiar with Reynolds American. You know what that company does?
Reynolds Wrap.
Wrap.
Nope. Saran Wrap. Tin foil.
Nope.
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Yep. Yes. The folks at Reynolds American yesterday announced they would no longer allow smoking in the workplace.
In the boys' room.
This is the biggest company, the biggest tobacco company in the world, and they will not allow their employees any longer. And you know why?
I wonder how they were able to, because isn't it mostly a local law? Prohibiting smoking in the workplace?
No, this had nothing to do with laws. Why did they stop allowing smoking in the workplace?
It'll kill you.
Besides that.
That's no. I mean, she's warmer. Anybody else want to take a guess at it, Kenny?
Their insurance cost.
Yes, bingo. Ding, 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 ding. The cost of insurance for employees, especially when the name of your company is Reynolds American and your main product is tobacco products that kill, they get a little extra scrutiny from the health insurance companies. And so their policy prices, what they were paying, the cost of insuring their employees has gone sky high. So as a reality, an economic reality, they said to their employees, starting today, no more smoking here. You can't smoke in the building, can't smoke outside. And frankly, I saw one corner of this story that suggested, although it didn't say it, that they wouldn't hire anybody anymore that smoked. Now, you talk about something that is really sort of a radical reality. They're telling you through their actions that they know their company produces a product that kills people. So, I mean, if I were a corporate lawyer, I'd be looking around.
What they're telling you is that we don't want to pay the exorbitant rates for insurance now.
But that's because they're smokers.
Right. But, but they aren't admitting that. They're just succumbing to it, to the pressure. And the percentage of Reynolds... 5,200 employees that smoke?
Yeah.
Take a guess.
10%.
Okay, Jen, Ken?
I'm going to say 40%.
18%.
Really?
Wow.
No, that's
more than that.
I would think it's higher too, because I have, you know, my mom came from North Carolina, and so a lot of my family worked in the tobacco fields, probably for Reynolds, actually. And they all smoked because they were just around it all the time. They saw, you know, they knew how it was made, they knew where it came from, and they, I mean, just a lot of smoking. So that surprises me.
Whole lot of smoking going on. Speaking of smoking, smoking hot Jennifer Horn.
Aw, Doug, thanks.
Guys, the goes with the TV report in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Hit the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers, just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand, just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In store or at guitarcenter.com. With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This fall, find products to suit the season for less. Like Hershey's Peanut Butter Kiss Cookie Kit. 66 cookies at just 14 cents a cookie. 4 pounds of Honeycrisp apples for $8.98. That's just $2.25 a pound. And a festive 32-inch decorated holiday wreath for just $49.98 to help you transition flawlessly from fall to winter. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're 47 after the hour.
47, 55 after the hour, Doug.
The only...
and counting.
Richie wants me to get out, butt out, because Jennifer needs to do the TV report. We were just talking off the air about Renee Zellweger and all of her plastic surgery.
Yeah.
She says she's concentrated on her health in recent years and is happy that it shows.
Whatever. Kenny Rogers is going,
that's
wow.
I know.
Wow, look at that.
Dang, got some surgery.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Queen Latifah, Dougie. She is set to host No surgery there. She's all real. Yeah. She's set to host the inaugural broadcast of the Hollywood Film Awards, which will be making their TV debut. The awards, which have recognized excellence in the art of cinema and filmmaking for more than 17 years, honor some of the world's biggest stars, will be broadcast live from the Hollywood Palladium on Friday, November 14th at 8 on CBS. And so it's good for her. I think she's a likable host. I don't think she's Neil Patrick Harris, but I think she's a nice
host. Good. Yeah, she's
Fox is developing a series based on that 2005 film, Hitch. Remember that one?
Nice movie.
Kevin James and Will Smith.
Yeah.
Very cute. The network's given a script commitment to the project, which is being described as a single-cut camera workplace comedy that explores sexual politics in the dating scene.
Really?
Pretty good.
All right.
Now, if you're a fan of The Simpsons and you want to lose some brain cells, all 552 episodes of The Simpsons are now available to stream online and on smartphones and tablets. This is through the cable network FXX in August, which is now the FX Now streaming app. It's the first 25 seasons of The Simpsons available to view at your leisure. So you know what? Enjoy that. Just don't call me. NBC is digging up Marley and Me. Remember? Oh my gosh! Remember that movie, Dougie? I can imagine this would make you go batty. It was a movie about a dog, and it was sad, and I think the dog dies at the end. I couldn't watch it, but I guess the television networks don't think it was that sad, because they've decided to put together a television sequel of Marley and Me that is going into development from NBC. It'll be based on the Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston film, and also on the book written by John Grogan, so I don't know. Too sad. I can't stand watching the dogs die. Susan Sarandon. is in the news. Lifetime's upcoming Marilyn Monroe miniseries has cast it's Marilyn's mom. They haven't cast Marilyn yet, but Susan Sarandon will play Gladys Pearl Baker, Marilyn's mentally ill mother, according to E! News.
So Star Wars getting its own channel in Germany?
Hey, why not, right?
Star Wars and its own cable channel. With Star Wars. What else is there beside the movie?
All Star Wars, all the time.
Oh, no, there's tons
there's
of
like
Star
cartoons.
Wars content.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Tons. The cartoons, the Lego cartoons.
Oh, okay.
A bunch of stuff.
Thank you, Richie. 51 After on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Money Pit time on the radio. Money Pit radio program on the radio all weekend. You don't have a set time. It's on the station that carry it all
it's
over.
It's on
the
whenever the station would like to air it.
Yeah, exactly.
But what we do have is a 24/7 live call center, so you can call your question in anytime at 888 Money Pit.
888-666-3974. Do you have to work for that 666?
And that call center is actually not in Mumbai. It's in Tom's kitchen.
Right. With an extension in the basement.
That's right.
Or his home brewery. Tom Kreitler is the co-host, along with Leslie Segretti, of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. Want to help you make your home better. Thus, the answers to important questions from listeners coming right up here in a matter of moments on Good Day.
Did you know that Froggy, renowned Morning Joe radio host, is living with a rare and potentially life-threatening hormonal disorder called acromegaly? The disease is caused by a non-cancerous pituitary tumor that produces too much growth hormone, which in turn triggers an overproduction of another hormone, insulin-like growth factor 1. Left uncontrolled, acromegaly can cause enlarged body parts and serious health issues like heart disease, colon cancer, and even death. Like many others, Froggy struggled for years before being properly diagnosed. Now he's sharing his story to educate people about acromegaly and how he's taken control of his health.
When I was finally diagnosed with acromegaly, it came as a relief because I had lived for years with symptoms I couldn't explain. My hands, feet, and jaw grew significantly. I had horrible headaches, sweated profusely, and felt tired all the time. Since being diagnosed, I've had multiple surgeries and now understand how important it is to ensure my hormone levels are properly controlled. That's why I take monthly injections and go for regular checkups with my endocrinologist to monitor my hormone levels. I took control of my acromegaly. I encourage others to do the same.
To learn more about acromegaly and proper management of the disease, visit acromegalyinfo.com.
Tommy the K here here on the Good Day program with important answers to home maintenance questions. I always love some of these things and these people. They really think them out. Alan, for example, writes, my house has skylights, 7 of them. Good for him. That's great to get all the light in. I wish I had more skylights in my house. But problem with his,
they leak.
And they all leak. Get rid of them. Mine don't leak.
Really?
Mine
they
are
will.
Better than yours.
Someday
they'll
leak.
Nice. Yeah, that's very nice. So what does he do? How does he fix this?
Skylights are sometimes like the tattoos of home improvement. They seem like a good idea at the time.
What a great line. Hold on a second. Let's not let one go. The tattoos of home improvement.
They seem like a good idea.
That is the quote of the day. Everybody write that down. Kenny, post that on Facebook, please. Tom Kreitler says that the idea of skylights are the equivalent of tattoos. They seem like a good idea at the time.
Until they leak, right?
Yeah,
well,
right.
And it, the thing is,
and they
most
all
skylights,
leak, don't they, Tom?
Well, no, here's the thing. The skylights will leak if they are the kind that are flush with the roof.
Ah.
There's two types of skylights. The cheap ones are flush with the roof, right? The better ones are curved, where they sit up about 4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a curved skylight and it's properly flashed, it almost never leaks. It would be very, very rare for it to leak. And if Alan wants to get rid of those skylights, just to close that roof in is more work than replacing them with good quality skylights. Because think about it, you got to put the sheathing in, you got to reframe
it.
The
yeah.
opening inside, the drywall, the tape, the you know, the spackle, the paint. I would just replace those, Alan, with good quality curved skylights. Anderson, Pella, Velux all make good quality curb skylights with flashing kits.
All right, I got a question. Teacher, I got a question.
Yes, Douglas.
As you mentioned what you just did, I was thinking about we're trying to figure out how to put those really good quality glass storm doors on the back of the house. I have those, I have doors that no matter what we do with them, they seem to get out of shape.
Right.
And they're made out of wood. So I was told that you got to go to Home Depot or any place that sells these Anderson doors. I don't know how to measure them. Do you have to get somebody to come and measure them? I don't know. I mean,
no. There's actually a website that Anderson has that where they give you the specs for that. I'll send you the link. You can put it on DougStefan.com. But I actually have one of the Anderson storm doors, and I'm really happy with it.
Yeah, they're very rugged quality.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can see everything with it. To me, I'm tired of the doors getting swollen and they stick.
And when are they going to come up with something better than those hydraulic door for the things to make the door?
Yeah.
They never last.
Yeah. Door stopper.
Well, the thing about this Anderson door is it has two of those, one at the top and one at the bottom, so they last a little longer that way.
I might do two, but I'm still having to replace them.
But I was told it was hard to measure them because they have to fit. Don't they have to fit just
well,
right? Well,
no, but all these doors today are custom-made, Doug. I mean, there's no such thing almost as a standard door.
Yeah.
They make them out of the factory to fit your door. So you just have to measure them and put your measurements in, and that's what you order.
And what do they cost?
I'm going to say around $300.
I just bought one.
That's
about what it was.
Front door, back door?
Front door, yeah.
Really?
Storm door.
So now when I come visit you, I can just walk through the door while making it like it's not there. That's the only thing.
Richard's still his.
It's a good door, but those hydraulic hinges, they still, you know, they don't work.
Well, what else are you going to use, though? Come up with a better idea.
Yeah, exactly.
You can go on my cool inventions, Ricky.
Takes the kids' ankles off every time.
Great.
What?
Tom Kreitler, call in your question to 888.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.